The SparkFile podcast may contain profanity and other adult content.
Please use your discretion.
When I bump into something that inspires me, I dump it in my SparkFile. Could be something that I want to make or how I want to be. I pump it in my SparkFile. I jump into my SparkFile. Let's open up the SparkFile.
Welcome to the SparkFile, where we believe that everyone is creative, but smart, creative people don't go it alone.
I'm Laura Camion.
And I'm Susan Blackwell. If you're an OG listener, welcome back, little sparkly. If you're joining us for the first time, you should know everybody is welcome here.
That is so true. Whether you have put your creativity on pause during this time, or whether you have clung to it like a lifeline, either way, you are welcome here.
Or if you've done some third option that we are not aware of, you're still welcome here.
Still welcome.
But you may be asking yourself, what exactly is a SparkFile? Where do I get one? What do I file in it? These are such good questions, and we actually do have an answer for you.
Mm-hmm. A SparkFile is a place where you consistently collect all of your inspirations and fascinations.
Here's the deal, friends. We are makers. Little Laura Camion, little Susie B.
We're makers.
And we make all kinds of things.
If you're like us and you are making stuff all the time or want to be making stuff all the time, you know that the wellspring of inspiration can sometimes run a little dry, especially now.
But don't despair, because we got your back. Mm-hmm. And we're on the lookout for fresh ideas, images, and inspiration that spark creativity and pique curiosity. Things that inspire us to get up off of our asses and make things like this very podcast that you are listening to in your ear holes.
Or a months-long creativity course that is rigorous and kind, an opportunity to learn and to make.
Or a vision for yourself that is large enough to contain all the things that you're passionate about.
Every single episode, we're going to reach into the SparkFile and exchange some sparks. And from time to time, we're going to talk to some folks who spark us too.
And if you're not careful, you just might make peace with endings. So without further ado, let's open up
the SparkFile.
Friends.
Friends.
It's a happy, sad day.
It's a happy, sad day. It's a sad, happy day. It's all of it.
It is a day of endings. Friends, this is the wrap-up of season 2 of the SparkFile. Can you believe it?
I can't.
We have been rocking season 2 since November of 2020.
That is correct.
Woo! And here we are in whatever month this is. This is August of 2021.
Ooh, it's girl. August 2021. We're feeling it. But we're also feeling all the emotions. So if you hear that in our voices, we're feeling all the emotions of the day. We do so love doing this podcast. But we also know that we need to take a break now and again. And we'll be back.
You know what we say? We want to make work that we love with people that we love. We want to make a good living doing it. And we want it to be sustainable. And part of that sustainability is a little breaky-kins from time to time.
A little breaky-kins. Take a note from us. Y'all maybe need a break too. Just saying.
Maybe.
Don't forget. Give yourself permission.
Absolutely. We thought it'd be fun to play a game today. The name of this game is The Hottest Spark.
Sizzling sparks.
We're playing multiple games today. One game is, can we get through the podcast with minimal necessary editing? And the other game we want to play is called The Hottest Spark. And this is how you play. Laura and I are going to take turns sharing some of our favorite sparks or moments from this past season. And listen, if you want to play along at home, just walking down the streets of wherever you live, listening to this podcast, and you just want to scream it out, or driving in your car, you just want to shout it at your steering wheel, what some of your favorite sparks or moments were from the past season, please. Yeah. Don't let
One
us
other
stop you.
Alternative is that you could email us with that if you want to share with us.
Like civilized people.
You know, maybe. And let us know, what were your favorite sparks or moments?
Yeah, let us know. If you just want to shout it at the sky, shake your fist at the sky and scream what your favorite sparks or moments were. Maybe
that'll get to us eventually.
Message in a bottle. Sure. Why not? Yeah. So I thought it'd be fun to play this game, The Hottest Spark.
I like it. Well, so we're doing like favorite spark of our own and a favorite spark of the other person, or both, or one or the other?
Both.
Okay.
I'm going to start. Totally. I'm just going to throw down. One of my favorite sparks that you sparked at me, Laura Camion.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Uh-huh.
My octopus teacher.
Yeah. That was a goodie. Because I remember it, we didn't plan it, but it happened to go really well with, you did burnout, right?
Oh my gosh, that's right.
It was, I remember because of the breath, we were talking about the things, because he went to that place because he was burnt out. And to the point where his body was getting sick, and he doesn't say with what or how.
That's right.
But you get the sense that like he had to, he was sort of forced to take this break, and in forming this relationship, unexpected relationship with this octopus.
When do you think a relationship with an octopus is expected? Maybe if you're another octopus.
Okay. You're right. Who could expect that? Who could have known?
But you were right. When he was out there taking
when he was taking his daily dives in the ocean. Yeah. And so he was like, I'm going to go daily. I'm going to bring my camera. I'm going to
be in nature.
And so we were like,
breathing,
touch animals and nature.
Yes. Connection, a significant and meaningful connection with others.
That's right.
Physical activity. It was an accidental spark companion with my spark on burnout and the work of Emily and Amelia Nagoski, who have taught us all how to process the stress response cycle. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of remarkable because we were in real time. That was the fun of that episode, like in real time, making these discoveries of like, oh, and on that list of things that help you complete the cycle, he did this, he did this, he did this.
That was fun.
Your spark sparked my spark. Delightful. Your spark sparked my spark.
That was a real peanut butter in my chocolate moment.
That's really fun. Suze, I'm going to tell you one that you did that I love. It's not going to surprise you. And you may be self-conscious about it because of how often we talk about it. But no one else knows that but you and me.
I already know what it is.
The brain of Jill Bolte Taylor.
Yes.
That spark has sparked thoughts. I have to say multiple times a day on my part. And I know for you as well.
That's the goal.
But not a day has gone by that I have not thought about how my brain works.
Which circuitry is running.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How to work more efficiently. But more, I guess, more appropriately, which part of the brain which job needs to get done. So that's been amazing.
Yeah. I just preamble anytime I talk about that book. I'm just like, I'm so sorry. I'm going to talk about this book again because I talk about it at work. I talk about it with you. I talk about it with clients. And I feel like you made this observation, Laura, the framework that she presents in that book is expansive, and it contains a lot of other learning that we have been on the receiving end of so elegantly. Yeah.
I would go so far as to say, I dare you to find a framework about healing anything inside the brain that doesn't fit within her framework. So, for example, we were like at that same time I was preparing for a spark on imposter syndrome, and I was reading a book about that. Mm-hmm. I had just read Julia Cameron's The Listening Path. I had like, there are several other things that I had kind of been studying. And as you were talking about her framework, I was like, huh, yeah, all of this can sit within her, like they don't contradict each other. Hers is big enough. The idea is big enough to contain very specific things. So if you're a child of a narcissist, as I am, and you're working to heal some of those traumas, it fits within it. If you have imposter syndrome, and you're working to heal that, it fits within it, and so on and so on. I dare you to find something that doesn't fit within it.
I dare you.
Dare. Double I, dare you.
That is, I think that's the first time I've ever, it's a spark so nice, I sparked it twice, that there was the brain of Jill Bolte Taylor, and then I brought you a few weeks later, the brain of Jill Bolte Taylor to Electric Boogaloo, one of the greatest podcast episode titles ever, if I do say so myself. But I have continued to think about this and use it as a framework to organize and understand not only my brain, but my life, my creativity, my interpersonal relationships. And
so good.
If Jill Bolte Taylor, I would love her to come on our podcast and Jill talk Bolte to us. Jill Bolte
Taylor, please come talk to us.
Are you listening to this, Jill Bolte Taylor? Oh. You're not? Okay.
If anyone knows Jill Bolte Taylor, get a message to her. Jill may not be listening, but
maybe someone who knows her. Jill is listening.
Could be.
That happened recently. There's somebody who, it's another spark for another day, but a thinker who I'm obsessed with, and somebody emailed me and said, oh, I can introduce you. And like in 24 hours, I was connected with the person, and I was like, hubba hubba, that's going to be a great maker. So
yeah, it is.
A little teaser for season that. Three. Now I'm going to give one of yours that rocked my world.
Okay.
The upper limit.
Oh, that's a goodie.
The upper limit and your exploration of that piece of thinking by Gay Hendricks from Gay's book, The Big Leap, and how we have this sort of set point of what we feel basically a deserve level, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
And when things are the potential for personal expansion or up-leveling is in the atmosphere, how we can sometimes undermine ourselves in order to maintain that set point of what we feel we deserve. That rocked my world. It rocked my world. I think about it all the time.
Aww.
And I think about this little gem. When I am worried, critical, blaming, or deflecting, I breathe deep and ask myself, what good things are trying to enter my life right now?
I love it.
I love that. And just jumping back to another little gem from Jill Bolte Taylor, I think all the time about several times throughout the day, calling a brain huddle, sometimes when the heat is on and sometimes when it's off, just for practice, and just checking in and asking which quadrant of my brain, which circuitry is at play here, and is it the best circuitry for the job? So I have to tell you, Laura, I'm so thankful to you, and I'm so thankful that we have committed to this podcast and we keep doing it, because really, it's so selfish. Like, it feels like it has made my whole self better, but my brain, my heart, it feels like this is our continuing education or our continuing personal development. And I fucking love it.
It is. And I feel a little selfish about it. I feel when I, like sometimes I'll talk to people who have a desire to like keep learning. And in my mind, I think, oh, make yourself a podcast like the Spark File, where you get to talk about anything that you want to learn about, anything that sparks in your brain, any quadrant of your brain. And, you know, learn more about it and then share it with the world. It's so gratifying.
I can't remember if we've talked about this on mic or off mic, because I can never fucking remember.
Why live off mic, in the words of Madonna?
Why live off camera? But something that has been, I think about all the time, is how we have heard for years and years. This is probably something I said last episode. Please enjoy my dotage.
I'll let you know.
But how we've heard for years and years, if you want to maintain brain health, keep learning, do crossword puzzles, learn French, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I have often thought, I should do that, but I don't really make time to do crossword puzzles or learn French. But we do make time to do this podcast, and I've noticed that it does have an effect on the vibrancy of my mind.
Yeah. It really does.
I was also saying to Nathan, here's another reason why I love doing this podcast with you. Listeners, are you enjoying this? Do you feel like you're part of this? Or do you feel, are you just like listening to us have a private conversation? I love it because, as you know, and I've talked about this on the podcast, I have this stammer that I have had since I was younger. I always say, like, I grew up with a cork in my throat, and slowly over time, I have melted the cork. But doing this podcast with you, Laura, has increased, the cork is melted, but the flow, it's just like been an exercise for the flow of me speaking and practicing confidently speaking without a stammer. And so that's been really great too.
I love that.
I've really noticed it this season. And I notice when I revert to it, but I feel like I have made progress.
I noticed, like, I will, and I apologize for this, friends. But if I'm mid thought and I'm forming it, I know, like, sometimes I don't know if it's a stammer or if it's like these long pauses as I'm like forming the thought.
But here's the beautiful thing about podcasting. We can edit all that fucking shit out and nobody knows. I think people, when they hear me say that or hear you say that, they might be like, oh no, y'all sound just smooth as silk. But it's because we just edit all that stuff out.
That's magic.
And we love that. The magic of the medium. It's so good.
But today, all secrets may be revealed because we might not edit this. So there you have it. Enjoy our little quirks.
It's probably going to be edited. Just a few more shout outs for episodes we had some guests this year.
Oh,
my adored one guest. Yeah. We've actually had a couple guests who have become clients.
Yeah.
Kenyatta Emmanuel, the great Kenyatta Emmanuel, John Ellison Conley, Hunter Bell. These are people that the great artists who we also have the pleasure of having in our world as creativity coaching clients.
Just an absolute gift to get to work with them. I mean, truly, like, pinch yourself kind of gift.
Yeah. Yeah. And I loved the episodes we did with them this year. And then we got to sit down with people like Sir Richard Eyre and Sutton Foster. Sutton Foster's Susan book Stroman. Came out.
Oh, is it out or is it coming out?
Or is it pre-order?
I think it's pre-order. I think it's pre-order.
Get your copies. I want it. We should do that as a spark. One of us should do that as a spark. That's going to be, I'm really excited for her. All of her creativity sort of coming together in the potency of a book. I love that.
I mean, she's such a, I mean, so extraordinarily creative. There's like the obvious creativity that the world has the joy and benefit of seeing her do. And then there's so much it just feels like she has sewn creativity into the fabric of her daily life in every way possible. Which is very
literally
inspiring.
And figuratively.
That is correct.
And I also just want to shout out, I learned so much and I loved our episode with Jenny Clift, the tapping episode about EFT.
Now, that's someone who I became a client of Jenny's. So this is, see how this works. So I was
how this works.
I want to work with her. I think she's a phenomenal human being and the work that she does is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
I love it. I love her. I love you. And I just had I learned so much this past season.
Good
of this
season.
Podcast. I'm thankful. Good season. Good game.
Oh, speaking of games, that's what I was going to say was my favorite spark that I did. must admit, this was really for me. And so, you know, it might not have been everyone's cup of tea, but doing a spark about Canasta, because playing that game has brought me so much joy with my, playing that game with my friends for 30 years. And then it also sort of combined, I found this article from like 1954. So it combined some, my joy of research and history. So finding that article and being able to sort of shape the whole thing as a little story of a card game that could, Canasta coming up against bridge. And kind of anytime you can talk about, people being in the pocket of big bridge, I think is really, really, you know, gratifying. So that was just a fun one. I had so much fun doing that one.
Oh, my favorite that I did. I loved the Brain of Jill Bolte Taylor parts 1 and 2.
Yes.
I have to say, I remember so clearly the day that we recorded the episode about Helene Hampf. And just getting to like sit in a story. And I love that so much. But I also took a lot away from the David Sedaris spark that I did. And I think about it all the time.
So good. That was so, you know, if you haven't gone back, like myself, I have not gone back to watch his masterclass, but you essentially gave us the highlights of a masterclass from him, which is phenomenal.
But there's so much more.
Yeah. I'm sure it was tip of the iceberg.
Masterclass. I have to get back in with your username and password. I love Masterclass.
I've changed it. So you're out.
Son of a bitch.
Well, you kept giving it to everyone. So I don't know if anyone's if anyone's heard.
I should just announce Susan's it on this podcast.
I'm kidding.
I do volunteer your username
kidding.
And password.
I'm totally kidding.
Those were some fun eps. I like that game, the hottest.
That was
spark.
A really fun game. That was a really fun game. I enjoy doing that. And I feel like we should take a moment as well to acknowledge another thing that wrapped up today.
That's right. Wrapping. So many conclusions.
The very first cohort of the Spark File Select Group Creativity Coaching Program concluded today.
This day is a big day.
Yeah.
I did a spark on The Art of Gathering, right? This season?
You did. Yeah. Yeah.
When I read The Art of Gathering, which was recommended to us by Celia Kinnan-Bolger. So thank you again for that,
Celia.
Thank
you, CKB.
When I read that, I thought, oh, this is really important. And we have to keep it in mind for the whole 6 month course, but we really need to keep it in mind for the conclusion. And so we sort of used her teaching to guide us through the ending of our last meeting of that class. And it was beautiful. Priya Parker really knows what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful. Yeah. I really enjoyed it, but it was emotionally like we gave it our all and felt it. Felt it all, yeah. Felt every feeling all the way through.
I think Laura and I, it's safe to say we now feel like we just got pulled out of the washing machine.
The ringer, baby. The spin cycle.
Laughs were laughed and tears were cried.
Oof. Oh, we should probably say, so if you're just tuning in and you haven't heard us talk about like what the Spark File Select Group is, what is that? It's this group creativity coaching program that we lead that really has the flavor of the podcast. I mean, you know, it's us essentially, but it's kind of part coaching program, part creativity course, part kind, kick-ass artistic community.
The reason if I sound like I have like a little question mark at the end of my voice is because we kind of built the fantasy of what we would have wanted to be a part of. And I don't know of anything else that exists like this. 100% agreed. And when throughout this sort of wrapping up time and the final class meeting today, every person had an opportunity to speak briefly. Yeah. And so many people have mirrored that back to us. I believed that to be true. It had been my experience that I had never been aware of anything quite like this. It's one of the reasons why it's a little bit hard to describe. Mm-hmm. But a number of folks said, I have wanted something like this, and I've never known where to get something like this. And I particularly think if you're somebody who, like you've been out of school for a while and you're looking for that thing that lights up your brain in the ways we were just describing, continuing to learn and also continuing to make in a really, like, we're all grown-ass adults. No grades are given, no attendance is taken. It really is just this warm, rigorous, wonderful group of people. And everybody is sort of making stuff and supporting each other as they make stuff. And It is really unique. It is really, really unique.
It's very, very unique. And like logistically, like we meet every week. We do this inspired, if we do say so ourselves, inspired curriculum delivered by us and also by some really incredible guest teachers. And there's accountability. There's opportunities to share your work in progress. And we have weekly creativity labs where we like roll up our sleeves and get our work done. Like that's where people can like really commit to, if nothing else, I'm going to have this 90 minutes that I'm going to give to my creativity this week.
The beautiful thing about the way it's structured, again, if we do say so ourselves, I'm really proud of this group.
Me too.
The reason I don't want to apologize for being really proud of it. I just want to celebrate it. We've worked very hard on structuring it. So it's clear and organized and it maximizes fun and creativity. So it's weird because there is that part of me, that upper limit part of me that's sort of like, oh be humble. But then there's that part of me that wants to shout from the rooftops, I fucking love this group and I'm so proud of what we made. So there's a little battle going on inside me right now. But the thing I love about the structure that you just described is when we meet on Saturdays for sort of the classes, mm-hmm. and the creativity shares, that is a lot about learning. That's a lot about taking in. There is the creativity shares and the feedback process in those Saturday meetings. But then the creativity lab is a lot about just like heads down doing. And that can take all different forms. Sometimes it's quiet work. So you just on the Zoom screen, you just see people with their heads down working. But then we also have, we have breakout rooms where people are supporting each other as pages are read or stand-up is rehearsed, et cetera. And we have office hours in there. So if people have questions about anything that they're creating or their business that they're building, there's a dialogue happening there. And I've never seen anything like it, but man, do I love it.
It is extraordinary because I think about, especially when we get to a certain age and we're choosing to continue our learning, our personal growth, or our creative work, a lot of times it's like actors taking an acting class, singers taking a singing class, writers taking a writing class you're in with. But this is such an incredibly diverse group of creatives. They could be doing anything, but they're all talented, they're committed, they're kind, they're supportive. And what they have in common is that they want to jumpstart their creative work. They want to feel that like sense of agency in their creative lives. And they kind of want to like link arms, and it's like we say, don't go it alone. It's essentially like, let me surround myself with people who are also in the arena doing the work. And we'll all push each other forward. It really is a group of people who have determined that they're going to prioritize their creative vision and they're going to make space for their self-expression. And they're going to do what it takes.
One of the things that I love about it and that we've talked about, Laura, is all the folks in there are doing all different things, but they all have one common denominator, and that is they are all taking big swings.
Yes.
They are making themselves vulnerable and taking big risks, and many of them are doing things that they have not done before. So there are people in the group that are very successful, seasoned creative artists, but maybe they're trying something new, that they're sort of like, I want a safe space far from the view of the public eye where I can give this a try safely. And then once that confidence is grown, they can step out into the world.
It's true.
It is definitely, it's a commitment. It's a, this is not for everyone. We should also be clear, if you haven't picked up on it, this is not a fan event. Like this is a bunch of creatives getting together and working. So the motto, nobody is above me, nobody is below me, haters to the left, is really in effect. But it's a commitment of time and energy and creativity. It is expensive, but worth it.com. And I really feel like the results that we celebrated today in that closing class really speak for themselves.
I mean, come on. Like the spread, the diversity the scope of the creativity in the group was incredible. Like
bananas.
When we...
What a bunch of bananas.
Just to talk to you about, like... So we celebrated all these wins today. Some of them were like hard wins, concrete wins, easily definable wins that speak to how much people got done, if you're just measuring it by that.
Yes.
God, where do I start? TV pilots, screenplays, short stories, essays, articles, eulogies, plays, memoirs, book chapters, and a haunted hayride. All of those things were written.
A haunted motherfucking hayride
was
like
written.
For real, like a professional like haunt was created
for a professional farm. Yes. All those things were written, but also right. It's not just writers. Music videos were shot. Podcasts were launched. Table reads, shows were performed, songs were composed and sung.
Yes.
What else?
Interviews were conducted. Beautiful photographs were taken.
Oh my God.
Curriculum was crafted and delivered. Businesses and social media campaigns were conceptualized and launched. Collaborations were formed.
That was really a, that's exciting a fun surprise.
Paintings were painted and sold.
Yes, they were.
Talks were given. Cabarets were written and rehearsed.
Oh my God. Suze, Twitch. Twitch streams.
Twitches were streamed.
Twitches. We don't know what Twitches are. We twitched.
We didn't twitch. One of our group members twitched the hell out of Twitch.
Launched a channel, gained fans and trolls, which, you know.
So you know you're doing something right.
Websites were built.
One person shows were not only written, but opened. Mm-hmm. Stand-up comedy, performance art was workshopped.
Yes.
What are we
missing?
Podcast
musicals were recorded.
Yes.
Not just written, but recorded.
That's right.
Experiential theater was developed.
All of this is to say it was a very diverse collective of creativity that was happening.
But again, like those are the concrete. If you're like, yes. Okay, what's measurable? These things were measurable.
Right.
But we also had, and I feel, you know, the highly sensitive people that we are.
That was also a great spark.
We are equally, if not even more so, impacted by these like maybe less visible to the naked eye wins, but they're absolutely essential.
They're more difficult to define, but almost, I have to say, more profound and more real. And the roots feel incredibly deep. If we were going to use human language, what would you say? What would you say?
I would start with a community was built. Mm-hmm. Made of kind, talented, supportive creatives.
I like it. So far, so good.
I would probably also say that people feel a greater sense of agency over their own lives and over their own creativity.
We heard that several times today.
We heard that confidence was bolstered, that consistent time was dedicated to creativity and to self-expression, that fears were conquered, that friends were made, that support was shared. And I mean, I think our overall, okay, sorry, I honestly thought I was done crying for the day, but I think the overall thing that we heard was that lives were transformed in the process. And that's not all our doing. So I'm not saying like that's not about me and you. We may have built the structure for people to do it, but what they did together,
yes,
and how they showed up for each other and helped to transform each other's lives. I mean, it was nothing short of miraculous. Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's so interesting. Again, I have this little battle within me where that upper limity part of me that's just like, oh no, don't get too big for your britches. But as you talk, I'm like, check, check, check. You're right.
I mean, it's our fantasy. We told our class today, and we'll tell all of you, we have dreamt for so long. Like, one of our very, very, very favorite things to do is to help people surface their creative vision
and then support them,
help them make it a reality. Yeah. And that in this way, like, helping dreams come true is a dream come true for us.
Yeah.
And this class is that. So if we get emotional and we get weird and squirrely, you know, forgive us, please. But it's like, it's our dream come true to watch dreams coming true and support dreams coming true. So
we, as we were talking today in the group, I was trying to explain to the class, they're all doing their version of making something where nothing existed before.
That's right.
This podcast and this course, our creative project.
That is correct.
So they're sort of all rocking their creative project within the framework of our creative project, our thing that didn't exist before. And I am really proud of that, but it also reminds me of that thing I've heard Linda Berry say on several occasions, which is, if you say to somebody, "Oh my God, I had this dream last night," people are like, "Oh, please, I don't want to listen to your like ramblings about some wackadoo dream you had." But if you say to somebody, "I had a dream last night and you were in it," people are like, they lean in and they're like, "Really?" But it was interesting when we were in that class today and we were celebrating each other and concluding this first cohort. And what I didn't say to them, but I'll say now, is we had this dream and all of you were in it. All of you course participants, all of you listeners. Laura and I had this dream, and all of you were in it.
Oh, sis, that is beautiful. That is beautiful, and that is true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So hopefully, listeners, you will forgive us for being a tad emotional today. We're very proud. We're very tired. We're very excited. We're all a tossed salad. We're a tossed salad. And so
we're not going to toss your salad.
What? Come on.
I have to undercut it. No, I can't just live in the pure expression of the emotion. I've got to undercut it and make it filthy.
You can undercut. That's okay. Undercutter. My new name for you.
The undercutter.
The undercutter.
It's true. I'm the undercutter.
That if you were a pro wrestler, it would be Susan, the undercutter Blackwell.
The undercutter.
I like it.
I just, when somebody is just like experiencing an emotion, I want you to feel it. And then I've got to undercut it. A reference to tossing salads. Good Lord.
Oh, Sus. So we're going to take a tiny little break, but we do have a new cohort of the select group starting in October. So it's not going to be that long of a break. We're going to start again with a cohort, our second cohort. We have a couple of spots left.
But let's be clear. The good news and the bad news is we're very proud that with very few exceptions, almost the entire first group has opted to return for another round.
Which honestly, if everything we've just said, that might make you think, I want to be a part of that group, and I wouldn't blame you because they're extraordinary human beings.
Yeah.
So there's like a few spots to join them, you know, on this next journey.
There's not much room at the end. There's not much at all. But listen,
are you undercutting me?
Yes. I don't mean to undercut. I'm just trying to manage people's
expectations. Yes.
But if people are interested, you can, if you are still with us and you like the sound of what you heard and it piques your interest,
please,
you can email us at thesparkfile@gmail.com. And
that is correct.
Even if it's not for this round, maybe it's for a future round.
Yeah.
Sometimes
we can get to know people.
Timing is everything. So it might not be for this round, but it might be in the future. But email us now. Get in the pipeline.
That is correct.
I didn't mean to undercut you, but I do want to manage people's expectations because it is, we hadn't even announced it and it already filled. And so,
correct.
So all of that is to say, we're taking a little break. We're going to restock our own fish ponds. We're going to refill our own spark files and we will be back in the fall.
Yeah.
Isn't fall the best?
I love the fall.
I love the fall.
My favorite.
It's my favorite too.
The smell of and like we'll sharpening back. Pencils and football weather. Whether or not you watch football doesn't really matter. I just call it football weather. I love it.
Concussion season. It's the best. I really do remember the day we recorded that Helene Hamp Underfoot and Show Business episode, and it was cold out. It was the fall, and it was, and we were just cozy inside having story times.
Love it.
So we'll be back in the fall. Until the next time we connect with you, we hope that you remain healthy and well, and that your creativity flourishes.
We'd like to leave you with the words of the poet Rumi.
Before we share this poem,
hey,
we were talking before we started recording about how I'm still working on naming the four characters in my brain, Jill Bolte Taylor. Yeah. And, but one that just landed that I love is Rumi. I named the
character four
in my brain after the poet Rumi, but also because the word Rumi connotes expansiveness.
So Rumi, R-U-M-I, or Rumi, R-O-O-M-Y.
That's
and
right.
And I'm jealous. And Susan said, because she already took that name, and now I can't think of another name for my character four that I want more than the name Rumi. And Susan said I could name it Rumi 2. I'm thinking maybe Rumi 2 Electric Boogaloo.
But you can call it Rumi for short. Ah, in any event, we thought that we would wrap this up with this poem by Rumi. And this is how we also concluded our final meeting of this round of the Spark Files Select Group Creativity Coaching Program. And we were just in love with this poem. So we're going to share it with you now.
We are. I know you're tired, but come, this is the way. In your light, I learn how to love. In your beauty, how to make poems.
You dance inside my chest where no one sees you, but sometimes I do. And that sight becomes this art. You and I have spoken all the words, but for the way we have to go, words are no preparation. I have one small drop of knowing in my soul. Let it dissolve in your ocean.
A mountain keeps an echo deep inside. That's how I hold your voice. Do not feel lonely. The entire universe is inside you. Stop acting so small. You are the universe in ecstatic motion.
Set your life on fire. Seek those who fan your flames.
Seek those who fan your flames.
I feel like that should be the tagline for the Spark File Select Group Creativity Coaching Program and this podcast.
100%.
Seek those who fan your flames.
And set your life on fire.
Set your life on fire. We are going to put that on a t-shirt. Seek those who fan your flames. And we're going to credit Rumi.
Yes, we will.
That is... Done. I just got a little spark.
That's
done.
Happening.
Done. That That'll be in the merch happening. Shop coming soon to a website near you. But friends, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I think that's it. This season 2 finale episode of The Spark File was made on the lands of the Lenape people. And as always, we hope that it put another bunch of sparks in your file. If there is a spark you'd like us to explore on season 3, or if you've taken a spark and fanned it into a creative flame and you'd like to share that, email us at thesparkfile@gmail.com or submit it through our website, thesparkfile.com.
We will even happily take your feedback, but you know the price of admission. First, you have to share a creative risk that you've taken recently.
You can follow us on social at The Spark File and be sure to subscribe, rate, and 5-star review this podcast, babies. Mm-hmm. It really helps other listeners find us, especially the subscribe part. If you like this podcast, we do hope you'll share it with people that you love. And if you didn't like it, you're in luck because we won't be back until the fall. So you get a nice break.
If something tickles your fancy, though, if something gets your creative juices flowing, we're writing you a forever permission slip to make that thing that's been knocking at your door. It's your turn to take a spark and fan it into a flame.
You know, you got to take it
and
make it.
Make it!
Bye, friends.
Oh, bye, everybody. See you soon.
When I bump into something that inspires me, I dump it in my spark files. Could be something that I want to make or how I want to be. I pump it in my spark files. I jump into my spark files. Let's open up the spark files.